Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Good morning.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Hey, boys.
Good morning.
Jimmy is sporting a new do. We'll explain the haircut and its impact
on the universe.
Well,
as we know it.
It's a little heavy, but...
Yeah, a little heavy. A
little heavy. We'll get to that later. All right. It's funny when Jimmy is mildly interested in a member of the opposite sex.
Yes.
And we're around. He takes up a very interesting posture with us.
Yes.
Like, starts being a cool guy.
That's so true. He did that to us yesterday. I'm the cool guy here.
Yeah. Doesn't want anything to do with us.
But the sooner you guys get out of here,
the sooner you guys leave, the better. I don't need you around. Scram.
There may have been a little bit of a spark there between him and she's a cutie.
Something was going on there. I noticed it immediately.
Right away. And
immediately, I was like, whoa.
And I knew, I noticed it based on his posture and how he changed, right?
Completely changed his attitude. And
you get her number?
I saw her Instagram account.
Do you want any help in this regard?
We can send her a message on Instagram.
Every time you help, it ends up making things more awkward for me. Then I can't even look at anybody.
That was the other thing, too. He, like, got a little awkward around her and then couldn't get his tripod put together, couldn't get his phone in. Like, he started stumbling.
Yeah. Very entertaining. Well, listen, yeah, because your singleness is our fault.
Not all of it. You have ruined a couple of
potentials. I will admit that our involvement potentially could have had a negative impact on a few of your relationships with the opposite sex.
Possibly.
So we'll stay out of it. All right. It's early.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she's listening.
No, she's not listening.
But if you do want Grant and I involved, we're all about it.
We're here.
Yeah.
The day I ask you for your help is the day I... Never mind.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
What are you starting to like less the older you get?
You're getting older?
Yeah, Grant?
What are you just not liking anymore?
You got anything?
I would say just going out.
Really? So
like I like going out to pubs and stuff, but... The long nights out.
Yeah.
Being out after 9 p.m., we can say that. Like on a week. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I like to, if I'm going out during the day, have a few beers and then be home.
That's interesting. Yeah. Turn it into a locker.
No, let's not go that far. Because I still like to see people.
Jimmy, what's yours?
This is going to sound weird coming from me. With all the stupid I do, adults pointing and staring at me, and I know what you're gonna say. Not when I'm dressed like a jackass in crazy costumes or doing anything weird, but like just day to day, like walking through the superstore or walking through
less tolerance for it.
I get annoyed. Kids, it's different, but late teenagers and adults, it drives me insane. I want to tell them to go do something with themselves because I get annoyed.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're a spectacle, though.
I know, like, but when I'm trying to be a spectacle, I get it. But when I'm just living my day to day life,
we can get you some stilts.
Yeah,
that I look even more spectacle-ish. Someone with 5 foot legs and arms about a foot and a half long,
like a T-Rex.
Locker room topic of the day.
What are you starting to like less the older you get?
People.
That's coming a couple times.
Yeah.
I think you're in the same boat there, Lachlan, aren't you?
Well, I've got a bit of an explanation for that. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh is right. I think if I'm being honest with myself, I have become a little more, over the last couple of years, a little more isolated. I've sort of been very selective about my involvement with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is deliberate. Like I've talked about this. I go out of my way to avoid work-related stuff. Like I like to remove myself from this place as quickly as I can. And that's a protectionism thing for me, because I've noticed that people are more sensitive. There's the possibility that somebody like me could be deemed more offensive than say I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So I do. I actually have anxiety about people have complained to me. Like I've got letters written to HR, and I'm like, it's probably best if I just grab my overweight midget buddy and we hop in the car and we get out of here, because it's just going to make everything go a little bit smoother for me. And selfishly,
you always hated participating in work events, anyways, too, because it was expected. So you kind of rebelled.
Yes.
To prove a point.
I have a wiring that way.
Yeah.
If somebody says, hey, there's a
work lunch, you should go. And you're like, well, I'm not going now.
No. Well, it was always mandatory.
There was a few events where it's mandatory. You be there. You bring a gift.
We were told we had to dress up for Halloween. That drove me crazy.
If somebody said,
we're doing a costume party on Friday, if you want to wear a costume, that's fine. I'm like 100% okay with it. But I have this stupid wiring. I have this like authority problem. As soon as somebody says to me, you have to do it, I'm going to show them that I know I don't have to do it. But it's dressing up. Who cares?
You've done that for Christmas for the white rhinoceros gift exchange, call it.
You're like, I'm not doing it.
And even if there is free dinner, I'm not going.
I don't know why. I've always been wired like that.
Yeah.
It's an authority problem. It's an authority figure problem.
People.
Can I say this, though? And we don't need to make this too long. But something recently happened to me where I was really up to, like, I was down on people. Like, and I was like, there's some awful people out there. And unfortunately, I ran into one, and I was just like, this guy is a representation of everybody out there, and I'm just going to hate everybody. But something happened in that whole process where, and I can't even get into the details, but somebody did something, and I'm pretty sure it was on purpose, that redeemed people for me.
Okay.
And so maybe someday I'll explain it to you two.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about it on the air, but I have had my faith in humanity restored.
Restored. Wow.
Yeah. And it's been a recent development where I was like, I want to send this damn gift basket.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Our topic today is, what are you liking less the older you get?
The locker room topic of the day.
You guys said Mike?
Yeah.
Maybe Mike isn't picking up because his wife is in the car with him.
Leave a message.
Do you want to read it?
Mike's was, what do you like less and less as you get older? And he said, my wife.
The locker room topic of the day.
Hello.
Army Chris.
What's up, man?
Just phoning to give you some podcast advice. Your mic technique is really needs working on.
Yep, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Also, I can hear your dogs barking in the background if you need some advice on
how to control your dogs.
How to control your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I'm getting tired of as I get older? Little people asking me if I got a phone charger every 2 minutes while the world is crumbling around me.
All right, I think we picked up on yours.
Okay, later.
The locker room topic of the day.
This is Linz.
Hello.
What are you starting to like less and less the older you get, Ryan?
Family holiday gatherings.
So is that your family or your wife's family or both?
No comment. COVID was a blessing. It was almost like... It was almost like a halftime, like an intermission into this nonsense that we put ourselves through countless times a year. And, I dread the fact that I still have, like, double digits and years left of these to go. So
Christmas
I'm
coming.
rooting for the next pandemic.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
Graham?
This is Graham, yeah.
Hello?
Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What are you starting to like less and less the older you get?
I can't stand amusement parks anymore. The crowds, the rides, it's just beyond annoying. And let alone my children, and can I have some more money? Can I have some more money? It's just like, oh, my God. Oh, and by the way, don't stand near me. Right? I need to find some boys and et cetera. It's awesome.
I used to think I liked amusement parks and rides.
Yeah.
And then one day I was sick, like thrown up in a trash bucket. I was like, I don't enjoy this.
Why am I here?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Although they're doing everything to keep you intrigued, right? Now you can wander around the whole place with a beer.
Yeah.
It's just a day ruiner. That's what it is. Just a darn day ruiner.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
What are you liking less and less the older you get?
Travis said science. Science gets in the way of fun, right?
It does.
You can't smoke. You can't drink. Yeah. You can't.
There's too much science.
Go to bed early.
Yeah.
We're ruining the earth.
Drink more water. Drink less alcohol.
Yeah.
You know,
drive an electric car.
Yeah. I agree with you. If we just got rid of science, we'd all be better off, damn it.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
What are you liking less and less the older you get?
Rob said TV shows. Too many remakes.
You know what?
Starting to dislike TV.
Well, I still like TV, and we're in the golden age of TV. But the thing that I find frustrating is there's so many shows I want to watch, right? Mm-hmm. I've got this list of shows I want to binge, and then every time somebody brings up a new one, it's like, and they tell me you do this to me all the time. Yeah. Oh, I'm watching this show. You with Flip or Lip.
The Bear.
You told me about that show. I'm like, damn, I don't have time to watch it.
It's on Disney Plus.
I'm kind of the same way because I'm actually way behind on the House of Dragon, which I really like.
Yeah, I haven't watched the latest episode.
I'm a few episodes behind.
You know, I'm behind on She-Hulk. You know, I've been focusing so much on my Star Wars stuff, and it's actually very stressful.
I get what Rob is saying about the remakes, though, too. Yeah. It's like every month they're remaking some classic.
Either TV show or movie.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. And if it's not something, like we just saw the news about the Frasier.
Yeah, like, they're rebooting Frasier.
Do we need Frasier back?
No.
No, we don't. Rob's got a good point.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So again, I think most people are aware of who Alex Jones is.
He had a show, InfoWars, and he's a conspiracy theorist. It's kind of like this talk show he does on YouTube. It might even just be on his webpage now.
I think he got booted.
I think he's been banned from everywhere else.
Yeah, he got booted from YouTube. For whatever reason, he's quite a character.
Well, the thing about Alex Jones is in the past, he's like exposed some things that were real. Like he exposed that group that all the presidents are a part of where they go and burn the bundles of sticks that look like a corpse. And
yeah,
he took video of that, actually got video of that and stuff. And so there's been times where he's been right. And I think that gave him a little credibility. And then he started talking about.
But he is an
insane thing.
Yeah, he's
insane.
He is crazy, and he does, like, his show focuses on extreme. And if you haven't seen him, like, I've seen clips of his show. Mm-hmm. I've never actually sat down and watched the whole show, and it's just, I guess that the clips they're showing though are the ones where he's losing his mind.
He's yelling and screaming, like, and
freaking out.
So he is in all these lawsuits right now because basically after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting happened, he went on his show and started saying it was a hoax. All the kids were actors. No kid died in this tragedy. Mm-hmm. It was planned by the government to take our guns. This is what they're doing. They're staging all these school shootings.
Yeah.
Basically, he had lost all these lawsuits. He now admits, oh, yeah, that was real. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But
So not only Well, what ended up happening was people started throwing money at the families.
Yeah.
And so they had all these funds to go after him and sue him for, because he kept doubling down, right?
Yeah.
Like he, instead of apologizing at the beginning, he kept going. What ended up happening was people started going after these families. So imagine this. You go through probably one of the worst things you can go through on this planet. You have an elementary aged child gunned down in a school. So you got to live with that.
20 students, 6 staff members died in that. Wow.
Then some asshole goes on his show and says that it was fake, that what you are going through isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Then he engages all the lunatics that listen to his show. I'm sorry, but if you do, if that's something you follow and you think it's real, I'm going to put you into that canoe. Those assholes start going after the family. So then people were like, this is wrong. They threw money at these families to sue him, and they've been suing him for years now. 4 years.
Yep.
This is this case has been going on forever because he's been fighting it in the courts. Okay.
Yes.
And they finally came to a judgment. If you missed it yesterday, it was almost $1 billion worth of damages.
And so,
like, the judge was giving millions of dollars.
They ruled Alex Jones will have to pay $965 million to people who suffered from his false claims.
Nearly a billion.
That the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. And he was on his show at the time that they were announcing this. Did you see that?
And
they were adding up all the money he was going to have to pay. And he's announced he's selling some mineral waters to raise money to pay it. But then he was saying, I'm declaring bankruptcy, so none of the money's going to the families anyways.
Yeah, they'll go
what
after
a
him,
piece
though.
Of,
yeah. He's just an awful human being.
He also
just
had
the worst kind of human being.
He also had the worst lawyers ever, which was awesome because in the case
they
at one point, his lawyer accidentally forwarded all of Alex Jones' like texts and emails to the other lawyers. And they gave them a chance being like, because under law, you're supposed to be like, hey, I think you accidentally sent this. We won't look at it. Do you want it back? And the lawyers never responded. So they got to use all of his emails against him in court.
I was watching in real time when they were announcing it, and they were naming the families, and they were like, $54 million.
Yeah.
$33 million to this family. And I'm just like, yes. So clearly they were sending a message that they thought it's the largest settlement in the history of law, mm-hmm. like lawsuits.
If he declares bankruptcy and they doesn't find, pay any...
In the civil courts down there, though... like he'll never pay that amount of money, but he'll never make another penny. They'll go after every nickel he ever makes. They're going to go after him.
I wish horrible things upon this person.
Oh yeah. You're not alone. The one thing I was thinking, and I thought I'd throw this out there. Do you think that this case will have an impact on misinformation?
No,
no,
because
really?
People that are into that just kind of, well, maybe, are you saying like the people that are out spreading it?
Yeah.
Maybe, but like it won't have an impact because I'm sure there's people that saw that and they don't go like, oh, wow, he was wrong and everything I believe in was wrong. They just go like, oh, that's just they're trying to suppress him. They're trying to, you know.
I think what it's going to turn into is people are still going to spread the misinformation, but through all these fake accounts, like your fake social media, there's going to be a lot more of people still doing it, but trying not to get caught.
His lawyers are already claiming this is all fixed. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think it will have an impact. I think a guy sitting at home on his couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking his, his green tea, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Right? And taking his male supplements. is watching that going, And he's calling his producer going, are we covered here?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be okay? Because he just lost everything. I got a family to look after. Are you sure? Like, do we want to do that story tonight? I think this has a...
You think it has an impact?
Yeah, I think it does. Hmm. Because I think a lot of these guys have realized that the money they make is from stoking those crazy fires, right?
Yeah.
That extremist side of things. And it's profitable. It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they play a part. They play a role. And they step up to the and they're doing it.
The thing is,
the perspective of, I don't believe this, but I know there's a group of people out there that are going to believe this. And those people are also more apt to buy my mineral water or my male enhancement thing. And I am making a ton of money from this stuff. So, because crazy, it pays to go after that demographic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this case is going to have a guy like Tucker going, maybe I need to be a little more careful here.
Hmm.
That's what I think.
Do you think that? Yeah, you're optimistic.
But you're not wrong. I think a lot of people wish absolutely horrible things on this man.
I do.
I hope InfoWars goes away. I hope that the whole thing just goes crumbling.
Yeah, it's all going to go bankrupt, I think. Yeah.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
There was this study done on what stresses people out when they're shopping. So you're out shopping. What is it that is stressing you out the most? And I was surprised, but then not surprised once I thought about it, to learn that one of the biggest stressors for people when they are out shopping is that moment when you get to the checkout and you put your groceries up on the counter and the cashier inevitably asks you, would you like to donate a dollar to charity? Almost half of people said they get instant anxiety from that question. I know that feeling. You feel like the cashier is judging you. Like you have to prove to them that you're a good person. I'll donate that dollar. Sure, I'll do my part. I'm here today to tell you that you don't need to feel that pressure. You don't need to donate that dollar to charity. You need to remind yourself in that moment when that anxiety starts to creep up and the cashier is staring you in the eyes, asking for your loonie, remind yourself that the big store you're shopping at is only collecting donations so they can make a big donation to charity to get a tax break for themselves. Remind yourself that. When you're saying no to that dollar donation, you're still a good person, no matter what that cashier thinks. You recycle. You use the compost bin that the city provides you with. Walmart doesn't need your dollar. Spend it on a lottery ticket instead. Do the responsible thing. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Locker Room merchandise. Anytime something big happens in the world, you know we'll have a shirt for it. Purchase yours today by texting Jimmy for the link.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Grant's Grant Report. It's interesting you bring that up because I've thought about that. The same thing at Costco. For a long time, I was wondering, why do they do the samples? And I'm like, you know what it is? I think you know what I think it is. I think it's they know that people, there's enough people out there that feel guilt about taking the sample that they'll buy that item
totally.
Even though they don't need it. So that's why they have...
I've felt it.
Samples.
Like, I'll take a sample and it's pretty good. And then the woman's like, they're in this aisle just down here. And I'm like, oh, I did have one. Maybe I should go buy some.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I'm not that guilt. I don't have that guilt.
No.
Like, I can easily walk...
I never do buy it, but... Yeah.
Oh, I never buy it. And I
sometimes listen to the spiel, though.
The sample spiel?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. I just grab the little white little Dixie cup and I move out. I go on with my day. And then the money that you're the donator. Jimmy's the donator.
No, but it's just if I like it. If it's something like...
No. If they're asking you, if you're at No Frills. Asking you to donate a dollar.
Oh, hell no.
Really?
I say no the majority of the time.
What
unless
if it's a cute cashier?
Unless it's like a children's hospital or a children's charity, then I always donate. But if it's just the donate to...
it's pretty much always the children's hospital.
No, they've done, like, pet things or... Like, there's a number I've said no to, but if it... One I always donate to is Ronald McDonald House. Whoever does it, I'm in.
But, yeah, if it's a cute cashier, you're definitely donating as well.
That happened twice.
You know what? I'll donate $2, actually.
I never donate, but I've always felt a little bit guilty about not donating, but now I have that. Thank you. I'm so glad that you did that grant report because you gave me a reason to not feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
Because they're just collecting all that money that they get. So they get
they make a huge tax donation. They get $2,000
a day. They go a few months. They make a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 donation to charity. Yeah. They're using that as a tax write-off. They totally are.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you, Grant Johnson. I feel better about my miserness.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
If you've been listening over the last week, you may or may not have heard us talking about the power of the mullet. We would like Oiler fans and the entire city of Edmonton to be aware of the power of the mullet with Mullets Until May. We're starting it off here.
Mm-hmm.
It happened yesterday, just before puck drop on the home opener. And what happened last night?
Big comeback win for the Oil.
Absolutely. McDavid a hattie. The what we want working. You to do is grow in, cut in your mullets for the season and hang on to it until May, until we make the damn playoffs.
And this has nothing to do with Ryan Smith going into the Oilers Hall of Fame. It's just an excuse for Jimmy to grow a mullet.
There's a tie in there. Get your damn mullet today.
Look at my haircut last year. Like, I dyed my hair. Look at how far we went into the playoffs.
Well, and that's...
And it was the mullet.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because
of me last year.
Well, but we can't count on you alone. This is a team effort.
We need people.
We need more power.
We need more power. Mullets until May. Send us your pictures. Let us know that you have cut in a mullet. Let us know that you get the power of the mullet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a quick little video on my Instagram stories here in a minute to show you the mullet that Jimmy got cut in yesterday from Pam.
By Pam.
From?
Who may be around a little more.
No, you guys don't make anything awkward.
We might be seeing more of Pam in the future.
I got it done at Estelle Academy.
Yeah, they're awesome. Whenever we need anything done hair-wise.
Yeah.
If I need a dye job or...
Yeah, they're awesome. Okay. Mullets until May. Get on board, everybody. Again, we can't rely on Jimmy and Jimmy alone.
No, we need help.
This can't be on him.
And as a bonus...
It's too much pressure.
There may be some sort of reward at the end of the season. We'll see.
There's absolutely no reward at the end of the season.
Unless we give away some of our stuff again.
There you go. Mullets until May.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Talked about this yesterday. And I got a tweet from 5440 or Fight. And they suggested I take that little ref speech.
So... Start of the NHL season the other night, they made NBC. The ref give a little speech before he dropped the puck.
Richard's
which, you know, he just had to hate it, too.
It was so painful. Anyway, he said, you got to slow that down. It might make it more entertaining. So I haven't listened to it. I took that speech from that poor ref, and I've slowed it down.
You are great players and our great fans. Welcome to opening night. 2023 NHL season. What's better than this? Good luck to all players. Let's have a great season.
There we go. That was worth it, actually.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
I've always sort of been a bit anti-emoji. I've started to use What do you call the ones in your text?
Those are emojis.
So like the thumbs
up. Yeah. You mean like when someone texts you and you react, like you hold down on it?
What?
You do that.
Don't do this.
You do that all the time.
What are you talking about?
Like if there's a text there.
And you do and a
you
thumbs
hold down
up.
On it, and then you click like thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a reaction. It's not an emoji, but yeah.
There you go.
Learning.
That's not an emoji?
That's a reaction.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Emojis are like
the happy poop
faces and the poop and
I don't use emojis. Like that. I'm anti-emoji. I always have been. I would rather write it out. I find now my phone wants to give me suggestions and occasionally I'll type something in.
Mm-hmm.
Like poo knocker and then a poo knocker emoji comes up.
What is that?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
It's a poo knocker emoji. I'd like to see that emoji.
It's weird.
And by accident, I'll be going too fast, mm-hmm. and I'll click on it, and then it sends, and I'm like, ooh, I didn't mean to send an emoji. I always feel guilty about sending an emoji. I'm okay with the reaction thing, like you said, the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing that, or a heart on some of the social media has a reaction thing, mm-hmm. to it, like in Messenger or what, little thumbs up there or little hearts.
It's interesting. They're doing all these studies about how, like, emojis and texting is evolving our language and even evolving the way we signal things to our brain. Like, if somebody texts me something and they put a period on it, in my brain I go like, oh, they're serious right now. They used a period.
So do you use punctuation?
Some, but like if somebody just texts me one line, like, yeah, I'll do it after work. If they put a period, I'm like, they're upset about this.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the way the
you
brain connects
it. You guys read way too much into this.
I don't use punctuation because I don't know where to use it.
Yeah. Or like this, like they're saying Gen Zers, which is 16 to 29 years old. So daughters,
my daughters are Gen Z. They overthink social media.
And they're saying no, you can't use the thumbs up emoji with them because it's passive aggressive. Which I kind of get because it's like you see
it. Oh my goodness, you poor dear.
It's kind of like,
I don't know how you cope.
It's like, all right, good job, buddy.
Really?
The other one I know that they get mad about is there's a certain smiley face that's just like kind of a little smile. And they think it's really creepy looking. It's a little Jeffrey Dahmer-ish.
So Gen Zers, you can upset them by using certain emojis.
Yeah, because it's used by old. They said there's certain emojis used by old people. The thumbs up, the red love heart, the okay hand.
That's I don't use the okay hand.
And
the
grimacing face.
Yeah. So North Korea is firing missiles over Japan. Russia is bombing the hell out of the Ukraine again today. And we're upset over emojis here in Canada.
Do you ever use the middle finger?
No, I don't. I don't even know where these things are.
Jimmy,
like,
uses the middle finger one.
I
use it mostly with our text group.
Yeah. I would rather just spell it out. Seems more
sometimes
effective.
That's a struggle,
me.
Though, for you.
Time now for Jimmy's birthday corner on The Locker Room. This should be good.
We just found out it's your 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I looked at my Facebook memories. That's how I found out. And 5 years ago, it was my 5-year anniversary at Harvard Broadcasting. So I guess I would mean today is my 10-year anniversary.
See, happy 10th birthday.
Started in Yorkton. Now we're here.
Grant Johnson. 10 years.
What do I get?
A cake.
A cake?
And it's mandatory. The party, everybody has to go. And there'll be sparklers.
Hey, I'll give you the perfect present, and it's the present that keeps on giving. I will keep my clothes on for the rest of the week in the studio.
Thank you. I just looked it up. 10-year anniversary. You're supposed to get something tin or aluminum.
Beer.
I'll bring beer tomorrow.
Text the boss.
We're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Study King Grant Johnson, what do you got?
So they did a study in Canada about the cost of a healthy diet.
Okay.
So what it would cost a family to live basically on the basic nutrition and everything that they recommend. And they found a family of four
To just have the basic nutritional, everything you need, it would be about $13,000 a year, working out to $8.90 per person is what they said.
Is that
a day?
Quite a bit higher than it was.
Yes.
Like a couple of years ago kind of thing.
So they're saying grains, frozen and fresh fruit and canned goods went up 37% and 41%. Basic foods like pasta increased by 116%, and white flour prices grew by 225%.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
A lot of that's the Ukraine war, right?
A lot of that is the Russian-Ukraine war. They've had supply chain issues for a long time. And, yeah. So, yeah, in August alone, Canada saw the cost of groceries rise by 10.8%, the fastest pace since 1981.
What about meat? Because I noticed that, like, when I went to the store to get meat, for especially for the Mexican thing.
Yeah, you're eating Mexican for a week.
It was,
yeah,
like $70 just for meat.
What kind of meat did you get? Like,
you got some chicken and
some steak and
some steak
and, yeah, and some stuff for like meat.
You're Jimmy's enjoying this Mexican.
Stomach is not good.
No, I might actually go an extra week because there's a bunch of stuff that I wanted to make that I've just haven't had time to. So I've just been making quick and easy.
If you missed it, Jimmy and I lost the last round of the Celebrity Death Pool, so we have to eat nothing but Mexican food this weekend. Yeah. Like, my stomach just feels gassy all the time. Like, it just doesn't feel settled.
Like, ever. I haven't been able to eat as many beans as I've wanted to because I ran out. So I need to go buy grocery shopping again.
I eat Mexican stuff quite a bit.
I love Mexican food, but when you're eating it
all day,
three times a day,
yeah,
it does get to you, right?
Do you do the hot sauce? Or you?
I love hot sauce.
I love hot sauce too.
Yeah, I always have the hot sauce.
I bought a really good, like, it was a jalapeno dill one. That's from.
So you're even doing hot sauce? Good for you, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy's liking this. He's enjoying it.
I might actually go for the rest of the month.
So you know what we did? We're trying to save money on groceries because it is crazy right now, right? Like,
especially like eggs, you have two adults and kids.
We have a family of four. Eggs are expensive. Everything's expensive.
Yeah.
Mac even made her own butter the one day because butter was expensive, and buying like the heavy cream was half the price.
I'm so bad, I don't look at prices. My wife does most of the shopping.
Money bags.
You know what? Here's the thing. I was
like, he has 27 houses now, six cars.
He's a slumlord now.
Here's the thing, guys. They're giving me more money. It doesn't mean I have more money.
No, but we even bought like I was reading how you can buy like a brisket and cut it up into smaller chunks of meat that you can use. So we did that because briskets were on sale at Superstore.
People are being creative with how they're trying to save money on groceries right now. And I think anytime you can do a bulk thing, a friend of mine, and it's bad timing, but a friend of mine said, do you want to go in on a cow? Because he's got a contact with a farmer or whatever, right? And he gets like a half whatever. But if he can get more and you can get a couple of families on board, they'll save a little bit of cash. So there's little things like that. And I don't mind that either because it's kind of a local thing. You're shopping, supporting local too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. My cousin has a cattle farm and at Christmas we're getting a bunch of meat from her.
Yeah, and Jimmy is doing quite a bit of hunting in the River Valley. So,
he's been out there every day.
If you're looking for protein,
squirrel tacos.
The problem I have is as soon as I kill
then
I have to fight people for my kills.
Dean is right. I might have to get quails this winter.
Get a quail.
That was a conversation last year.
Mac wanted chickens.
She wanted quails. We can't have chickens in our neighborhood. We can have quails.
This is Show Local Some Love with Colin Bruce from Colin Bruce Mortgage Team on 95.7 Cruise FM. Thanks again for joining us, Colin.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Let's start with team. I think it's important that people know that if they sit down with someone from your group, that team is something that you guys focus on and you emphasize, and it's a big part of your business.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody that's on my team, we have been brokering for, I don't know, like 5, 10 plus years. Like, and we've all worked together for a long time. So everybody is professional. Everybody knows what they're doing. And It's not even just for mortgages. Like, we work with realtors and home inspectors and lawyers and just have a good group of people that, you know, we've met during the years. So it's almost like a one-stop shop, really.
Yeah, I've just experienced that because we went with Colin on the purchase of our new home, and we had nothing going in, and you took care of everything from lawyers to the inspector to somebody even came in and gave my wife tips on decorating you had lined up for us. So it was fantastic. Great, great.
Well, it's just people you've met over the years, right? It's not that, you know, you get paid or anything. It's just they're good people that are really good at their jobs and you get a good relationship with them. So no, we're happy that it all worked out.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
One of the things we are not known for on this show is math. We can't do math, which is why we have you on our team now, Colin. Can you explain how debt can affect a mortgage approval?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this. So it's like every $300 payment you have reduces how much mortgage you qualify for by like $50,000. And the way they look at it, like if you owe $10,000 on a credit card or a line of credit, the banks use 3% of the balance as a minimum payment, or $300, right? So yeah, like that's $50,000 worth of house that you don't qualify for. Or, you know, the $300 biweekly vehicle payment, that's $120,000 worth of house.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Okay, so paying down your debt or restructuring loans can help speed up the approval process. How can you help people with that?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's either like we actually have a auto financing division in our group too. So that's really helped where if people have higher payment vehicle loans or they've co-signed for kids, for example, so we can get that off of their credit bureau so they qualify for more.
Damn
or
kids.
Yeah, damn kids. Or like there's ways we can include debts and mortgages and stuff too to make people qualify. So it's just important to sit down and we'll take a look at everything.
If I'm not a first-time home buyer, there are ways to get into a home without that elusive 20% down, right?
Well, yeah, no, as long as you're moving into the new home, you only need to have 5% down, even if it's like your 10th house. I know a lot of people think that the second home you need to have 20% down, but you're moving into it 5% down. And what we did is like, we can have an appraiser do a market rent report on the old home and say, hey, this house would rent for X amount. And use that to help you qualify so you don't need a lease, right? Because how do you lease your old home while you're still living in it?
Interesting.
So, yeah.
It's been a kind of a crazy stretch for interest rates and stuff. Can you explain the new stress test rules that the government's put out?
Well, you know, it's still the same stress test rules. It's just they keep going up. So it's the stress test. They take whatever the interest rate is and add a 2% buffer to it. So that's what you have to qualify on. So really, people are having to qualify as if the interest rates are 7.5 or 7% now. So it's affecting it, how much you can qualify for.
Do you perceive that? Is there a possibility that that's going to keep going up, Colin?
Well, the U.S. today, their inflation numbers are higher than expected, which is why the stock market, I don't know what it's doing now, but I saw this morning it really dropped. So eek, I'm worried that there's going to be more and more rate hikes. They're talking about a 0.5 increase on October 26th.
So they got to get in to see you now. If there was even the remote possibility that you're looking to move, they got to go see Colin Bruce Mortgage Team now.
Yeah, we can get the rates locked in for 4 months. So yeah, it's a good time to get it done for sure.
What's the best way for people to find you?
If you just go to my website at colinbruce.ca, 2 L's in Colin, or 436-2511.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. On time and under budget. Sounds like it too.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.